I believe that you're the average of the five people you hang out the most.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. As you guys know, I'm still traveling abroad. And today I am in Tallinn in Estonia. Really excited to bring to you Marika. Marika works with Techstars. She's an incredible woman in tech. And she started from a small village, right? That's, you grew up in a small village?
That's true. That's my story. I spent 15 years of my life in a small village, which has less than 100 people.
What?
So actually, the first time I probably touched a computer or went online was when I was around 13, 14.
And how did you even get access to a computer?
So that was the time when it started getting more common for Estonian schools to have computers. It was this program Tiger Leap. So they provided computers to schools. So that was my possibility to actually go online.
That's amazing. How do you go from there to working for one of the most reputable startup organizations in the world?
So the thing was that in that village, we did have a basic school, but we didn't have like any opportunities to continue the studies. So I knew I want to go to high school, so I had to move away from home when I was 15. So that was when I actually started to get more social, to get connected to the world, to learn about all those things, those great things about the internet, technology, everything. And I ended up going to actually a high school, which is specializing in math and physics.
What? Amazing.
So I've always been strong in numbers, so just it seemed like a good fit. And from those 3 years I spent there, I just started to love numbers. I knew I want to continue on that, so I applied for a school in Latvia, for university. It's Stockholm School of University in Riga, and I got accepted, and there, this is where I got interested in entrepreneurship.
That's so cool. I actually was just in Riga. At the Digital Freedom Festival.
Oh.
And so I totally can understand and appreciate what you're talking about. And what do you do with Techstars exactly?
I actually do work with finances, but this is now when I came back to Europe. So I spent a year in US, Seattle.
Oh, where? Seattle.
Yes. At that time, I wasn't actually when I started working for Startup Weekend, which is the program I'm working for. At that time, they weren't really part of Techstars yet. So the acquisition happened during the year when I was there. So Techstars took us to their family. Now we are one big happy family building the ecosystem. But back then I was still working for Startup Weekend, which is the under umbrella organization up global. And there I was working more with programming and starting to help with building up our operations. So it was just different job there.
How would you say that you overcome challenges?
I think it was step by step. It's like when I was still in high school, I had no idea that I'm gonna end up in this world. I just knew I'm strong in numbers. That's my passion. And I guess I was slightly competitive. So my story there for applying for the uni I actually went was I didn't know much about the uni, but I know that my sister applied the year before and she didn't get in. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna try. Maybe I'm better than her. So it was more this like slightly competitive edge. And then when I knew that I actually got in, I was like extremely lucky because I didn't really have this good idea of what I actually want to learn. I knew I'm good with numbers and all those fields connected to numbers. But I didn't have this straight goal that, okay, I end won't end up as architect or as engineer. I just had this vague understanding what I'm good at, but I didn't really knew specifically what I wanted to do.
How did you discover Startup Weekend in the first place?
That's another story. So back then, well, when I applied for Startup Weekend or just joining the organization, I was back in Estonia. I was, for a short period, I was working for one of the insurance companies, so I was still back in corporate. It wasn't really good fit for me at all. It was people were really comfortable with the work. They had been there on average 15 to 20 years with the company. And they didn't really felt comfortable with changing things, which I was missing a lot. And then my friend told me about this scholarship organization, which is handing out Building Freedom Foundation. Which is handing out scholarships to young people in the Baltic states. Just they give them just enough to cover their expenses in states and send them to states for 1 year. So the opportunity I got, I received the scholarship. The opportunity I got was that they told me, like, hey, you get that scholarship. So now it's up to you to figure out where you want to work. So I had heard about Startup Weekend since I took my master's studies in design and development of virtual environments, which is just, which was this experimental program, which is, was not academic at all, but it was more like startup environment. Right. We were working on our projects and we had practitioners talking to us. So it's like a lot of got involved with startup community from there. And so I knew also about the international organizations and programs, and I knew about Startup Weekend, and I was like, okay, this is great opportunity. I'm just gonna reach out to them, see what happens.
And then it happened.
Then it happened. Yes, I applied. I ended up talking over Skype to a few people over there. They seemed all happy and super nice and friendly and welcoming. It's like they have this attitude that everyone is a family and everyone should have equal opportunities. Totally. And yes, it's like from the early on when I had the first interview, I was like, okay, this is my place. I really want to go there. So it took them a few weeks. They said, yes, please come. And so I ended up working for them for 1 year there.
That's amazing. How would you say, like, what would you say is the best way to achieve your dreams? What kind of mindset do you have?
I believe that you're the average of the five people you hang out the most. So for me, it's been just the people you surround yourself with. If you spend a lot of time with people you look up to, you can learn a lot from, then anything can happen.
That's amazing. And how can people look up you and connect online?
Well, nowadays you have all kinds of different social media. Also, you can connect to me via the startup programs. It's like, just check out the Startup Weekend program.
Are you on Twitter or on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
Or like
also on
email?
LinkedIn. Email to you. Yes.
So, yeah, what's your email or whatever you feel comfortable with? What do you feel comfortable sharing? Your Twitter, Facebook, or email for people to connect with you?
Facebook is a great place to find me by my name.
Can you spell it?
That's going to be a hard one.
I know, the letters thing.
That's the hard part, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll include it in the show notes.
Okay.
All right. I keep forgetting. For me, pronouncing your names is hard. For you guys, saying, like, letters is really hard. Got it. I'm learning that very fast. Awesome. What resources would you recommend to people wanting to dive into the tech or business world now? Where should be the first place that they go?
So I think it probably comes with my background and the company I'm working for, but the program we're running, Startup Weekend, it's really a safe environment to give people an opportunity to experience the entrepreneurship firsthand. The event is 3 days long. It's much like the Courage 48 you'll be going to, but it's more focused on entrepreneurship, and we believe that entrepreneurship should be accessible to anyone. So we have had Startup Weekend events in 136 countries.
That's insane.
So it's like yes, it's very likely if you look up online, you'll find one event around you and you can just check it out, go and experience it. And it's like nobody really, everyone will have emotions after the event. People will be exhausted. Sometimes the emotions, well, they're not always positive or happy. You can just experience all the roller coaster which comes with the entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an experience, and also it's an amazing way to meet people.
I mean, that's the great thing about the tech community in general. I mean, I'm sitting here right now with you. I feel like we're globally connected. It's like we share in this like kind of life experience, and then we all know what we're going through together. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.